At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Kendra here. Sue, you're leaving in a couple days to go to Ireland, which I think is such a great trip because I know that you and your brother are taking your dad. And it's a special trip for your dad.
It's a very special trip for my dad. So my dad's 85. He's never been to Ireland, but his family was born in Ireland, County Cork, in the town of Cove. And my grandfather came over when he was 15. And so you guys make fun of me about the Irish Colleen, because I was the Irish Colleen. But when I won the Irish Colleen pageant, I won a trip to Ireland. So I
You said that, yeah.
My grandfather had never been back since he was 15 and he left the country. So when I got to bring somebody, I brought my grandfather.
Could you only bring one person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I brought my grandfather back to see Ireland. And it was like the trip of a lifetime. I knew it was like such a memory for him. And so my dad has always wanted to go. My grandfather has since passed. My dad has always wanted to go and see the town that his dad grew up in, the church that he was an altar boy in, the house, the childhood home that he grew up in. And we have that. We have the church. We have the address of the house. So we're going to go find his dad's church and his dad's childhood home. So he's going to be able to see all of that. So it's my Bill Father's house. I know, I called my grandfather Bill Father.
I know. Explain that to me, because I think that's so funny that you called your grandfather Bill Father. But I think a lot of people have names
they have
for their
funny
grandparents.
Names for their grandparents that just sort of organically happened.
Yeah.
So my grandfather's name was William, and everybody called him Bill. And of course, he was our grandfather. So when my sister was a toddler, she just put the two together and started calling him Bill Father. And he became Bill Father to all of us. I mean, my mother called him Bill Father. It was Bill Father and Betty. That was his wife.
Wait, I thought you called him Bill Father because he had maybe had another son, or there was somebody else in the family whose name was Bill.
No.
And you were trying to differentiate the two.
No, my sister, when she was little, couldn't understand why they were like, this is your grandfather, but everybody else was calling him Bill. So she married the two. And he became Bill Father. And it wasn't even like we ever thought of it as two names. He was just Bill Father. It was Bill Father and Betty. So Bill Father and I went to Ireland.
You call him Bill Father.
I know.
That's so
Bill
cute.
Father. We went to Ireland when I was young. I was probably 20 the last time I went. And now I'm going to be going back, you know, as an adult, obviously, and bringing my dad. So it's like history coming full circle.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
So
it's so touching, and I'm so excited, and I can't wait to see my dad's face when he actually sees St. Colman's Church. Up on the hill where his dad was an altar boy, and then we're going to go find the house. It's pretty cool.
It's really exciting, and it's so cool for your dad. I mean, he must be so excited to do this.
He's so excited. It just never happened. They wanted to go, and, you know, my mom's really not mobile enough to travel, so we just decided, my brother and I, were like, we're taking him. We're going, and off we go. So we're leaving on Saturday, and, you know, we'll be gone for about a week. And I think it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. But yeah, Bill Father, we're going to see Bill Father's hometown.
I'm so hung up. I know we were talking about you going to Ireland, but the fact that you called your grandfather Bill Father makes me think of like all the unique names that other people have for their grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, and I know for a lot of people, like, well, I had an Aunt Mary, but my mom, when she was little, couldn't say Mary, so she just said Mimi. So she was always Mimi to me.
Right.
So things like that, names that sort of, like you said, happen organically.
Yes.
I
so
think
you know
so
my co-author Deirdre that I wrote the book with. Her mom, everyone in town calls Grammy Sue. Her name is Sue. She's Deirdre's mom.
Yeah.
The whole town, we don't call her Sue. We don't call. She's Grammy Sue.
I wonder if other people have those names.
Yeah.
I want to hear other people's names. If you have, because that just made me think when you talk about Bill Father, I think I love, that's one of my favorites. If you have a special name or an organic name that sort of happened for your grandparents or family member, call us. Let us know what unique name you had. 617-655-1067. I love that.